This morning on WCHL, Durham health officials are investigating the death of a 5-year-old child they suspect died of bacterial meningitis.
It is in secretions such as saliva, nasal secretions, so, you know, when people have a runny nose, something like that, you can become infected through contact with that.
The municipal election almost 2 weeks ago was the last time you'll see early voting taking place at Ram's Head Dining Hall.
We're working with the elected officials in Chapel Hill, the students.
And Chancellor Folt says he's still getting up to speed on some of the processes put into place after the African and Afro-American scandal at Carolina. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And a WCHL Championship Sports will get you ready for high school football playoffs tonight, Carolina basketball tonight, Carolina football tomorrow, and more. A host of other happenings in sports. And
Joel Curran has one hell of a job in front of him.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:05 at WCHL, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to be partly sunny today, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, high today in the upper 50s. A 5-year-old child died on Wednesday in Durham due to a probable case of bacterial meningitis, according to the local health officials. The disease is rare. It can be deadly if not caught early. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
A spokesman for the Durham County Department of Public Health told multiple news outlets that the case was under investigation and that 9 other children who attend the same school as the child who passed away, Mount Zion Christian Academy, were being treated with preventative antibiotics. Susan Rankin of the Orange County Health Department explained that meningitis is a disease caused by the inflammation of the protective membranes covering the brain and spinal cord known as the meninges.
The most common is viral meningitis, caused by a virus, or bacterial, which can be caused by several different types of bacteria.
Meningitis may develop in response to a number of causes, usually bacteria or viruses, but meningitis can also be caused by physical injury, cancer, or certain drugs, according to the Center for Disease Control. Rankin said bacterial meningitis is not an airborne illness and is not spread through casual contact.
But it is in secretions such as saliva, nasal secretions, so, you know, when people have a runny nose, something like that, you can become infected through contact with that.
The average onset of bacterial meningitis is 3 to 7 days, though it depends on what kind of bacteria caused it. Symptoms include fever, headache, a stiff neck, and trouble thinking.
A parent should take their child to the doctor if they're demonstrating any of those symptoms and let the doctor know that they were a contact to someone who might have had meningitis.
Rankin said that the last case of bacterial meningitis reported in Orange County occurred sometime in the mid-2000s.
In the United States, about 4,100 people a year become sick with some sort of bacterial meningitis, and that's across the whole USA. There's about 500 deaths per year.
Several childhood vaccines prevent variations of bacterial meningitis. The severity of the illness and the treatment for meningitis differ depending on the cause. That's why it's important to target the specific cause of meningitis. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The university's new chancellor, Carol Folt, says there are too many new processes that have been put in place since the AFAM scandal for her to be up to speed on all the specifics of them in the 5 months, or actually about 4.5 months, that she's been on the job.
They put in a lot of oversight, how many independent projects are being done by a single person, the way that's followed through in the department, the way that then goes from the department up to the dean. So there's many, many checks and balances now in place that are observed on a term-by-term basis and reported on with metrics to follow.
The chancellor spoke with WCHL's Jim Hebner in a news special for her first conversation to you after taking office in July. We've been presenting that news special in a four-part series all this week on WCHL. And the chancellor says the deans are taking responsibility for the necessary processes and that she's getting good reports on the oversight. However, she says, while the steps that are being taken are good for the university, they weren't necessary in every area.
Sometimes one really distressing, bad set of happenings become the poster child for the way the institution is working. And, of course, that was not the case. In most cases, the processes were safe. In most cases, people were doing all the oversight and management you could ever possibly want.
She says it's not always the case that every department needs to change when something like this happens, but that even more oversight is necessary to find those who might be taking advantage of the system. You can also hear the interview in its entirety on Saturday night at 8, and also on Sunday at 12 noon. You can hear all the conversation, the four-part series, there on our website at chapelbrew.com. The House is expected to vote today on GOP-drafted legislation to allow insurance companies to sell existing individual coverage plans to current customers. The White House says President Barack Obama would veto that measure. Obama said on Thursday that Americans who've lost their insurance coverage because of the health care law should be allowed to renew individual coverage plans ticketed for cancellation. The failed launch of the Affordable Care Act website is acting like gravity for the approval ratings of Democrats in D.C., WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
Senator Kay Hagan's approval ratings are changing, but public policy polling analyst Jim Williams says they're not going the direction the Hagan administration would prefer.
We had found Kay Hagan with a small but consistent lead for quite throughout most of this year, and we're finding now that this it's really kind of crept into a statistical tie at this point.
The poll shows Hagan in a dead heat with her prospective 2014 opponents, coming in no more than 3 points ahead of State House Speaker Tom Tillis, Heather Grant, and Reverend Mark Harris. And she's trailing 1 point behind Greg Brannon. So what's the force behind the trend?
And that stems probably a lot from the botched rollout of the Obamacare website.
The website has been a nightmare for the faces of the Democratic Party since healthcare.gov opened its marketplace for federal health insurance on October 1st.
Obama's approval rating in September was 48 approve, 49 disapprove. Now it's down to 43 approve, 53 disapprove.
And Williams says North Carolinians have responded negatively to the health care plan they were already skeptical of in the first place.
Obamacare has never been particularly popular in North Carolina, but now only 38% of voters say they approve of it, compared to 48% who disapprove. Even worse, 69% of voters say that its rollout has been unsuccessful so far.
The 2014 Senate election is still a year away, and Williams says there's a large group of undecided voters who could come to Hagan's rescue.
The race is sort of unformed in terms of the Senate race. So a lot of the folks who either are running or may run are not very well known to the state at large yet. And so that's why you're finding very high numbers of undecided voters there.
Senator Hagan did originally support the Affordable Care Act, but she announced Tuesday that she is asking for an investigation of the failed website launch. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Board of Elections is looking for a site to replace a Ram's Head Dining Hall on the Carolina campus for one-stop early voting next year. Tracy Reams, director of the Orange County Board of Elections, says that the dining hall was convenient for students. It presented several challenges, such as compliance with the standards of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
It's not conducive to do curbside voting there at Ram's Head because you have to park in a parking deck, and the building is actually located above the parking deck.
Reams says her office is working with Linda Conversor, UNC's director of local relations, to find another site on campus where student access to the polls won't be hindered.
We're working with the elected officials in Chapel Hill, the students, the administrative staff, they're trying to locate another site.
Due to recent state election law revisions, the early voting period in 2014 will be significantly shortened. With these changes, Reem says she wants to find a replacement site that will help make it easier to vote. Morehead Planetarium was once used as a one-stop early site, but it was repurposed by the university and is no longer available. The Orange County Board of Elections has until March 14th to pick a new site and submit its early voting plan to the State Board of Elections.
We just want the public to know that they're welcome to attend the meetings and all and provide input. And we just hope that we can find a suitable site for everybody before that March 14th deadline.
Reem says the community can visit the Orange County Board of Elections website for meeting information. Chapel Hill Fire Chief Dan Jones says the search for a permanent fire marshal is getting close to its end.
We're actually down to four finalists. There's one internal candidate, one out-of-state candidate, and two candidates from elsewhere in North Carolina.
Matt Lawrence moved from the fire marshal position to deputy chief of operations about 10 months ago, and since then, Dace Bergen has held the interim position. The fire marshal is responsible for the life safety division of the fire department, one which Chapel Hill has been working short on staff.
They're responsible for a wide range of things, ranging from commercial inspections of businesses. They do plan reviews on developments and new construction. They do public education programs, a wide variety, from fire safety programs for school kids to safety programs for the elderly.
Chief Jones tells WCHL the fire marshal also performs the fire cause determination investigations. And he says there hasn't been a lack of work in the time in which Bergen has been filling in the interim spot from the deputy fire marshal position.
They only have five people in that division to start with, so when you're one person down, that's a 20% drop in your workforce.
The Chapel Hill Fire Department operates from five fire stations around town and staffs nearly 100 employees. Its budget is upwards of $7 million, and it's responsible for protecting more than $7 billion worth of property. Of nearly $5 billion belongs to the university. WCHL News Time, 8:15. And time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. If you've been thinking about popping the question, an engagement ring is there for you at Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza. They're on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods, so very easy to find. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 southbound, still seeing those delays between I-40 and the Ephesus Church Road area. Also 15501 southbound between NC-54 and Manning Drive, seeing delays. NC-54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing delays this morning. And from I-40 heading over eastbound, north of I-40, northeast of I-40, and heading eastbound towards the Raleigh area, seeing delays on NC-54 heading that way as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly and no accidents reported this morning, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and take home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from eight juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 34 degrees in Chapel Hill, 33 in Carborough. Partly sunny, slight chance of rain this afternoon. High today in the upper 50s, chance of rain is 20%. But tonight we'll have an 80% chance of rain. Not as cool. Low tonight about 48 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance of rain, particularly in the morning, with a high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Slight chance of rain, with a low in the low 50s. Then on Sunday, cloudy with a slight chance of showers and the high in the middle 60s. So not really a great weekend, and there's a big chance of rain for high school football tonight, which might screw things up. But tomorrow might be a little bit better, and I don't know what the weather's going to be like in Pittsburgh, but maybe Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, will be able to tell us that. Jones, how you doing there, big guy?
I have a serious question. This is a legitimate question that I want to know if you know the answer.
I'm not ready for this, but go ahead.
Do you guys purposely, when you're reading the weather, because you know normally I come on Friday morning here, right when you're doing the traffic and weather together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you purposely always make it 1 degree cooler in Carborough than you do in Chapel Hill? Because every time I've ever heard you say it, it's always 1 degree colder in Carborough than it is in Chapel Hill. Right then you said it was 34 in Chapel Hill and 33 in Carborough. Is that something that you, is that like an inside joke in the station that you guys consciously do?
No, man, it's a fact. It is always a degree cooler in Carborough. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
That is just a fact of life that it is always 1 degree cooler. Well, I will say this.
Yes,
it's actually
going to
be several degrees warmer in Pittsburgh than you would probably anticipate for a November football game. It's supposed to be
really?
High 50s, maybe even a low 60s in there, and just partly cloudy tomorrow up there in Pittsburgh. So not bad weather at all for the Tar Heels and the Panthers, which This time of year, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. You could end up with something really chilly, but at least if those weather models are correct, then it looks like it should be okay tomorrow.
Well, maybe it'll be a degree cooler in Philadelphia, for all I know.
That's right. It could be. It may be 58 in Pittsburgh and 57 in Philly. We'll never know.
Jones, a lot of excitement about this Carolina football team. The Tar Heels have definitely turned their season around, and tomorrow is shaping up to be a critical game. And you know, we got so much momentum right now, but Pittsburgh is a team that has the same thing going for it.
Yeah, solid team, and a team coming off its best win of the year in the 28-21 victory last weekend against Notre Dame. And I think you're right in that Carolina feels like it's playing well, and I think you're right in that Pittsburgh probably feels pretty good about itself with that really quality victory last weekend. So both these teams are in about the same place record-wise. You know, Pitt's 5-4. Needs one win for bowl eligibility. Carolina's 4-5, needs to win two of its last three to be eligible for postseason play. And while that is not something, Ron, that I think the team is talking about, I do think it would be an important step this year for this team because of the way the year started and the tough first half of the season. And remember, Carolina couldn't go to a bowl last year. So even though Carolina had 8 wins and would have qualified for a solid postseason appearance last year, they couldn't do it. So it's something that the Tar Heels haven't done since 2011. And even then, it wasn't a very positive experience in 2011 where the Tar Heels had all the uncertainty with the coaching staff and they were in Shreveport for that game against Missouri. That just wasn't a very good time as it turned out for the Heels. So, yeah, I do think it would be a benefit for Carolina to get to that postseason eligibility for a lot of different reasons. Now, again, Larry Fedora's not talking about that. The team's not talking about that right now. They're just talking about Pitt. But I do think it would be a good thing for this team.
Well, my theory on how Carolina's been able to turn it around, which is worth absolutely nothing. Nobody cares about my theory. But the Tar Heels just stopped shooting themselves in the foot, and they're playing pretty good football right now. What's your theory?
Yeah, I think some of that is probably true, particularly defensively. You know, I think that Carolina has cut down on the mistakes. I think the Tar Heels have cut down on allowing those explosive plays for the opposition. And in doing that, Ron, I think it's built from confidence. And I think you can see Carolina's defense playing with some more confidence and energy over the last few weeks. And it's hard to have fun and have confidence when you're giving up big touchdowns. But when you're playing well together and you're forcing the action some defensively, and you know, last week Carolina did everything you could want it to do defensively. It stopped the run, it pressured the quarterback, it had a big turnover that it turned into points. I mean, anything you want a defense to do, Carolina's defense did last week. And so that is, to me, defensively the biggest part of this improved play. Offensively, I think it's running the football better, and Carolina's balanced out that offense a little bit. It now has some viable threats in the run game, and I think that on that side of the ball has been the biggest thing.
Marquise has made a big difference in that because he runs the football extremely well.
Yeah, he does. And even on that read option kind of zone read play, even just his threat to run can help the tailbacks because the defense has to wait a second, which is what you want it to do. You want that defense either to A, be paralyzed and not be able to make a decision because it can't decide who to go with when that quarterback's running that zone read play, or you want that defender to commit early so that the quarterback then knows either to keep it himself or to hand it off. And so Marquise's ability to run has aided in Carolina's success in that play, not only in his ability to physically carry the ball, but the fact that the defense now has to keep him as a viable threat allows the Tar Heel running back to have some more success as well.
Jones, a little candor this morning, please.
I'm ready.
I would think Marquise Williams is listed as, I think, 6'2", 205 or something like that. Isn't he bigger than that? I swear
he
looks
bigger. Yeah, I think he's a little bit bigger than that. And he is a physical runner. I mean, and in fact, the Carolina coaches have had to talk to him about, look, Marquise, you're the starting quarterback. Get out of bounds if it comes to that. You don't have to prove that you're willing to lower your shoulder and try to knock two guys out of the way and pick up two extra yards. Now, there's times for that. If it's fourth down and you're scrambling for the chains, the Tar Heels, of course, want Marquise or whoever it is to do everything they can get the first down.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's first down and you run for 7 yards, don't worry about making it 8 yards right now. You're the starting quarterback. And so, but he is. He's tough to bring down when he runs because he is such a physical, strong runner when he has football.
Well, Jones, we will start our coverage bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. During that 9 to 10 hour, we'll be talking with you a couple of times, and we look forward to that.
It'll probably, during that 9 to 10 hour, Rod, it'll probably be 47 degrees in Chapel Hill and 46 degrees in Carrboro. We're ready for it.
That's right. Hey, listen, and of course, between now and then, basketball.
That's so, right. Just a few games going on this weekend, but looking forward to it.
A lot of stuff going on. Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels, thanks so much.
Always enjoy it, Ron. Talk to you tomorrow.
It's 8:24 at WCHL. And other sports this morning on WCHL. The high school football playoffs are set. The hunt for the state championship begins tonight with the first round of the playoffs. Postseason play leaves no room for error, of course. We have three area schools that are in it. On ChapelBro.com at 7 o'clock, tune in to the 10-1 Orange Crush Panthers as they attempt to rebound from their loss to Southern Durham last week. Head coach Pat Moser's squad will be hosting Rocky Mount. And when Panthers be able to shut down the Rocky Mount attack in advance of the second round, you don't want to miss it. Tune in to coverage from Hillsboro with Jeff Hamlin tonight at 7 o'clock exclusively on our website, ChapelBro.com. And the other feature game of the night, Chapel Hill will head over to Southern Durham to take on the high-flying attack of the 9-2 conference champ Spartans. Chapel Hill Tigers, better team than that 4-7 record would suggest, so this one could be very competitive. Tune in to coverage from Durham, also with Paul Connell tonight, 7 o'clock, exclusively on ChapelBro.com. And don't forget, each Friday at 6 p.m., WCHL's lively duo, Matt Oakes and Matt Paul, will break down all the big games, sitting down with several of the head coaches and releasing WCHL and ChapelBro.com Super 6 rankings, making bold predictions, and unveiling the Grid Grade of the Week. You can listen to previous podcasts and follow all the latest on The Grid with Matt and Matt on our high school football page. Click the WCHL link on the navigation bar at the top of our website, ChapelBro.com, where Star Heel basketball team plays tonight off the heels of three talented signees on a national signing day. This year's 1-0 Tar Heels now turn their attention to the second game of the season against 1-1 Holy Cross tonight at 8 o'clock. And before the press conference on Thursday, Athletic Department spokesman Steve Kirshner updated the status of P.J. Hairston and Leslie McDonald. And this is a quote, the university and the NCAA are still working together to resolve an eligibility issue. There's no timetable. It will be done when it's done. I'm not going to do this before each game. When something changes, I'll let you know. In other words, we don't know. And what in the world is taking the NCAA so long? I don't know. North Carolina has a volleyball team that's ranked number 15 in the country. They're ready to finish out their regular season in style with a visit from a pair of teams. The Tar Heels have beaten earlier in the season. Tar Heels 22-3 in the year. They're 11-3 in conference play. They face 20-8 Virginia Tech tonight at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday, Carolina will take on the Virginia Cavaliers for senior night. UVA is 15-11 overall, 8-6 in league play. Admission is free to both those matches at Carmichael Arena, and Go Heels TV will broadcast the action online. You can read the story and follow all the latest in Carolina volleyball on our website, chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Joel Curran has one hell of a job in front of him. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina made its long-awaited hire of a new position that was created out of dire need. Joel Curran, a 1986 UNC graduate, is the first vice chancellor for communications and public affairs. You can bet that if the last 3.5 years hadn't happened, Curran would still be working for the largest PR firm in the country. He came home to answer a need which exists more than ever with the appointment of Carol Folt as chancellor. The university needs to speak with one voice, and it should not be Folt on athletic matters that she knows little about after inheriting the problem that began with a football and academic scandal and now festers with the P.J. Hairston decision. Folt told WCHL's Jim Hevner in an interview airing this week that, yes, she is involved in discussions about Hairston, and that's the absolute most she should have said. When a new chancellor comes from Dartmouth and starts talking about an $80 million athletic program like it's just another division of the university, well, let's let Joel handle that one. Folt said she would listen to a recommendation from athletic director Bubba Cunningham and then discuss it with some senior leaders. Now, while that may be well and good, but if we have developed any prejudices over these turbulent times, it's that too many bulbs are in the chandelier, and some of them weren't that bright. Chancellor, no matter what you do behind the scenes, say you have great confidence in Bubba and move on to another subject. Curran will have to fix a PR disaster, and it won't be an overnight job. The reputation of the university has been so tarnished that some say it will have a hard time regaining its perceived place as a so-called public Ivy. Granted, we had problems that were new to a lot of people, but the messages haven't been consistent and clear right through the Histon ordeal. Who will make the decision on PJ? Were Williams, Cunningham, or Folt, with the help of some senior leaders who may reach all the way up to the Board of Governors? Trust me, Chancellor, the last thing you want in your first semester on the job is to confirm you had anything to do with the PJ Histon decision. Honestly, the best thing at this point would be for the NCAA to decide PJ's fate, blame it on them, and let Gerald Curran go to work getting everyone on the same page. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill-Carrboro high school teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Plan for an unforgettable Thanksgiving Day brunch with family and friends at Carolina Crossroads Restaurant. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to enjoy delectable holiday fare such as roasted turkey, butternut squash, and slow-braised collard greens made by the Inn's award-winning culinary team. Make your reservation now for Thanksgiving Day seating from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Call 919-918-2735 or visit carolinacrossroadscuisine.com.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Spa at Bell House. It's 60% off. One or two luxury indulgent treatments available now for less than half price. With today's deal, achieve indulgence overload at Spa at Bell House, the Relax, Restore, and Unwind Day Spa in Pittsburgh. Indulge in a world of pampering for a few healing hours and eat chocolate during this relaxing and restorative experience. Choose between a luxury hand and foot treatment or a luxury body treatment. It's 60% off from Spa at Bell House. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high today about 57 or 58 degrees, only a 20% chance of rain. Right now it is 35 degrees in WCHL.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. The next move in fixing the health care coverage mess to the White House and correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama will likely get an earful when he meets with insurance industry executives today. A White House official says the president will seek insurance industry cooperation to, quote, minimize disruption for people moving to new coverage.
On CBS This Morning, political director John Dickerson.
The big problem is anybody in the individual market who wants insurance, it's not just about their old plan. It's about finding out what the new plans are available. And the only way you can do that is through a functioning website. And that's still where the hang up is.
And before today's meeting with insurance execs, Washington State Insurance Commissioner Mike Cradler was not in agreement with Mr. Obama's one-year extension.
I'm not going to be allowing any of the insurance companies to extend policies. I think that would really be injurious to the insurance market here in the state of Washington.
And Cradler says
most of these people are going to find it very much in their best interest to have better coverage than they've had in the past, limitations of out-of-pocket, prescription drug covered, maternity.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:32 at WCHL, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. A five-year-old child died on Wednesday in Durham due to a probable case of bacterial meningitis. According to local health officials, the disease is rare and can be deadly if not caught early. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
A spokesman for the Durham County Department of Public Health told multiple news outlets that the case was under investigation and that nine other children who attend the same school as the child who passed away, Mount Zion Christian Academy, were being treated with preventative antibiotics. Susan Rankin of the Orange County Health Department explained that meningitis is a disease caused by the inflammation of the protective membranes covering the brain and spinal cord known as the meninges.
The most common is viral meningitis, caused by a virus, or bacterial, which can be caused by several different types of bacteria.
Meningitis may develop in response to a number of causes, usually bacteria or viruses, but meningitis can also be caused by physical injury, cancer, or certain drugs, according to the Center for Disease Control. Rankin said bacterial meningitis is not an airborne illness and is not spread through casual contact.
But it is in secretions such as saliva, nasal secretions, so, you know, when people have a runny nose, something like that, you can become infected through contact with that.
The average onset of bacterial meningitis is 3 to 7 days, though it depends on what kind of bacteria caused it. Symptoms include fever, headache, a stiff neck, and trouble thinking.
A parent should take their child to the doctor if they're demonstrating any of those symptoms and let the doctor know that they were a contact to someone who might have had meningitis.
Rankin said that the last case of bacterial meningitis reported in Orange County occurred sometime in the mid-2000s.
In the United States, about 4,100 people a year become sick with some sort of bacterial meningitis, and that's across the whole USA. There's about 500 deaths per year.
Several childhood vaccines prevent variations of bacterial meningitis. The severity of the illness and the treatment for meningitis differ depending on the cause. That's why it's important to target the specific cause of meningitis. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says there are too many new processes that have been put in place since the AFAM scandal in Carolina for her to be up to speed on all the specifics in the 4.5 months that she's been in her job.
They put in a lot of oversight, how many independent projects are being done by a single person, the way that's followed through in the department, the way that then goes from the department up to the dean. So there's many, many checks and balances now in place that are observed on a term-by-term basis and reported on with metrics to follow.
The chancellor spoke with WCHL's Jim Hevner in a news special that we've been presenting all week on WCHL, her first conversation to you after taking office back in July. She says the deans at UNC are taking responsibility for the necessary processes, and she's getting good reports on the oversight. However, she says while the steps that are being taken are good for the university, they weren't necessary in every area.
Sometimes one really distressing, bad set of happenings become the poster child for the way the institution is working, and of course that was not the case. In most cases, the processes were safe. In most cases, people were doing all the oversight and management you could ever possibly want.
She says it's not always the case that every department needs to change when something like this happens, but that even more oversight is necessary to find those who are taking advantage of the system. You can also hear the interview in its entirety Saturday night at 8 o'clock and also Sunday at 12 noon. You can hear the conversation in its entirety on WCHL's website as well at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:36. Coming up, we're going to tell you about a very important auction on the way, the 26th Annual Holiday Auction. And we have today's commentary from Wes Hare, who says pay attention to those developments when they come up for proposal. And also, D.G. Martin coming up this half hour, right here on WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hello, I'm Gary Phillips of Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro. Well, I founded Weaver Street Realty with Kathy Buck in 1982. We moved to our building in 1984, bought it about 10 years later, and we've been there for almost 30 years.
Weaver Street Realty is one of a kind.
We have a very unusual real estate company. We consider ourselves an ecological real estate company. One of our greatest attributes and most unusual attributes is that we've been working together for decades. The modus operandi of most real estate companies in this market is that people are constantly moving and changing. Jay Parker and I have been together for a quarter of a century. Louise and Jay and I became partners over 2 decades ago. Don Bass and I have been with us through a couple of decades. We're a company where people tend to stay and feel comfortable and increase their skills, and we're sort of a chosen family. We have a really high standard of excellence. We tend to load down every single thing we have with the most information we can possibly get. My goal is to know more about a piece of property I have for sale than any other person, including the owner. That's a lot of time on the ground, and thank goodness I get to do a lot of what I call field work. I'm out on property all the time.
Gary Phillips and the other folks at Weaver Street Realty also specialize in land. brand.
One of the ways we branded ourselves maybe 10 or 15 years ago was as the Muddy Boots Team. You'd walk into our office and you'd see a pair of boots beside just about everybody's desk. And the idea was that we were ready to go out on a piece of land. And we're still pretty much involved in all that. Every single person in the office is land ready. Our residential inventory has grown and grown and grown, but still land's a very, very important part of our business.
Get in touch with Weaver Street Realty.
It's 116 East Main Street, downtown Carrboro. Easy to find. The phone number is 919-929-5658.
And, of course, Weaver Street has an excellent website as well.
WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
It's here. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of 2013. This weekend. 3 days of spectacular pre-holiday save. This is the big one. You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price. Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry. All earrings, all bracelets, all bands, pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mounting. It doesn't get any better than this. Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas. Extra savings store-wide. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Since 1975, Southern Season, with over 70,000 unique offerings and hard-to-find local products, has something for everyone. Whether looking for a loved one or 100 valued employees, our friendly and knowledgeable staff will make your shopping experience enjoyable. Visit today. Start with a meal at Weathervane, and then let us help you select a gift or make a gift basket especially for you. Southern Season, Chapel Hill's gift-giving destination for almost 40 years. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive, Chapel Hill.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This is Kevin Callahan of Acme in Carrboro. Food is certainly one reason our community is at the edge of the triangle. From farmers markets to fried chicken to filet mignon, Orange County has it all. You can dig into delicious meals from around the world, around the clock, from Taste of the South and South of the Border. You can even find plenty of places to sharpen your own culinary skill at one of our award-winning cooking schools. And then you can wash it all down with a cold beer or cocktail from a local brewery or distillery. Not bad, huh?
Explore. Taste. Tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
34 degrees, 841 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. My wife and I were not paying close enough attention to the process and approval for East 54. Perhaps that would have made no difference if this was trading a motel for East 54 and much increase of town revenue through taxes. I doubt that any social equity has been gained. I suppose the Chamber of Commerce and developers, such as Grub Properties, which has owned the Glen Nuts Apartments for 20 years, believe they must be destroyed and rebuilt to achieve economic prosperity for a few, economic stewardship, a.k.a. density, and social equity, very doubtful. Again, I ask, who is calling the shots? And as I've commented before, we definitely have a problem of communication. I urge careful attention to projects. I urge us to beware, to act, and be aggressive on what we will tolerate. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There is something very special that is coming up on Sunday, December 8th at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. It is the 26th annual holiday auction, the OCRCC holiday auction, and we have auction chair Mary Irvine with us this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, thanks, Ron.
Thanks for being here. And also longtime committee member Donald McMillan is here. Donald, how you doing?
Good morning.
All right.
Good to be here.
Mary, tell us about this auction and who it benefits.
Sure. So the Orange County Rape Crisis Center is a local organization that serves Orange County and works with sexual assault survivors, providing a variety of services, including a 24-hour hotline where folks can call and get crisis assistance service, and also support groups. Another really important function of the center that serves the whole community is the community education programs, which are in every school in Orange County.
I was looking at this list of items that you have up for auction at this special event, and it's pretty darn impressive. We'll get to that in just a moment. But, Donald, tell me about the program that night. It's a very special program and some good entertainment as well.
Yeah, it's a really fun night, and you can win some great items, but it's also a great opportunity to learn more about the work of the center. So, you know, you mingle about and get some hors d'oeuvres and some great music. Then we also have Slideshow and Frank Stacio of WUNC's State of Things is going to be the host, the keynote speaker. So it's always great to bring people in and celebrate and learn something.
Now, as chair of the auction, Mary, you have put together quite an impressive list. What are some of the things that people can bid on?
Sure. So we have a variety of items, and most of them are coming from local folks here in the community and also local businesses. For example, we have a flight over Chapel Hill, which is donated by community member Bob Epting, which will take an individual up for a flight across Chapel Hill in his private plane.
The best part of that would be spending that time with Bob Epting in the
air.
I'm sure. Because he's kind of up in the air anyway, but that would be a lot of fun. And then you have some great weekend getaways as well.
Right. We have a wonderful trip to Asheville, which includes a stay at the Grove Park Inn in Asheville, and also a weekend getaway to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, with some really fun activities as part of that.
And there's a rumor going around that you also have some Carolina basketball tickets.
We always do.
Can't forget the basketball tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've been a committee member for a long time, Donald. Tell me about how you first got involved in the Orange County Red Crisis Center and what it means to you to be a part of it.
Sure. I've been on the committee probably 5 years now. And anybody who wants to build a safer community has an interest in this organization. Anybody who has a child in the schools has benefited from this organization already, simply through the programs that we do. So if you, you know, believe in having that sort of community, then this is the kind of organization you should be supporting.
Mm-hmm. How can folks attend this auction? When is it, and how do they find out more about it, Mary?
Right, so the auction is on Sunday, December 8th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. And you can go online to buy tickets at ocrcc.org/auction. The prices right now, the early bird pricing goes until November 25th. So we would encourage folks to buy their tickets now.
Go ahead and sign up in advance, and you can save a little money. And it sounds like a really exciting event. The 26th Annual Holiday Auction, Sunday, December 8th, Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. And thanks both of you for coming in today and let us know about it. Give us that website address one more time.
Sure. It's ocrcc.org/auction.
All right. Everybody go there and check it out. Thanks so much, Mary and Donald. Have a great day.
Thanks. You, Ron.
You too.
It is 8:46 at WCHL. Coming up, you're going to hear from D.G. Martin in just a moment.
Why spend Thanksgiving over a hot stove? This year, celebrate Thanksgiving Day at Carolina 1663. They'll have a full buffet from 11 to 4 with a special menu created by their award-winning staff, featuring turkey, prime rib, shrimp, and grits, and all your favorite Thanksgiving and Southern classics. Your Thanksgiving feast is on the table at Carolina 1663. Now open in the Sheraton, Chapel Hill. Make reservations online at Carolina1663.com. That's Carolina1663.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to announce the addition of Catherine Clark and Cindy Goodman to my sales staff. Catherine and Cindy come to Tony Hall & Associates with years of experience in the Chapel Hill real estate market. Contact us today for professional real estate service at 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Yes, holiday season is just around the corner. Time to make your home beautiful for the occasion with the help of the design team at Best Tile. With personal design consultants to guide you through the process and an unsurpassed selection of tiles from around the world, it's no wonder Best Tile has been voted the area's best tile resource for 3 years in a row. Deck the halls this year with Best Tile. Local store, global selection. Find us at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
Good morning. It is 8:47 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. And listen, I want to give you an opportunity to win something this morning. We do this every day here on WCHL. Something really special today. Time for a really fun giveaway brought to you by Townsend Bertram & Company over at Historic Car Mill in Carrboro. We have a gift card for a free weekend camping rental that includes one tent, two backpacks, two sleeping bags, and sleeping pads valued at $150. And you can win it. Again, this is a free weekend camping rental. One tent, two backpacks, two sleeping bags, and sleeping pads valued at $150. It's from Townsend Bertram & Company at Carmel, Carrboro. And all you have to do right now is be caller number 7, 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 7, you can be a winner. Call right now. I will answer the phone. That number once again, 919-929-WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Oh, lost, and by the wind, grieved ghost, come back again. Do you remember that line from Thomas Wolfe's Look Homeward, Angel? And most readers of my generation remember that line, that book, and that author. Many of us credit Wolfe with helping us get through the transformation from childhood to adulthood, and for some, opening the door to an appreciation of fine writing. So, and on a recent perfect day in Chapel Hill, as the sun beat down through the mild, refreshing chill, I passed by the memorial to Wolfe on the UNC Chapel Hill campus, and I stopped and read aloud from the monument those old, lost words as they appear on the wings of an angel sculpture that gives tribute to the university's most famous alumnus. There's another quote on the back of the memorial. Remembering speechlessly we seek the great forgotten language, the lost lane into heaven, a stone, a leaf, an unfound door. Where? When? Well, Wolfe's words, as you heard, still stir me, especially in the simple setting of the memorial. But I wonder, do others remember him? Do his words still inspire new writers to tell, to open their mental guts and spill out their words and stories? Well, the authors I've been reading recently do. They're witnesses to Wolfe's continuing influence on them. All of them found a way to stick in a reference to Wolfe in their books. For instance, in Lee Smith's Guest on Earth, which is set in Asheville, she has her main characters visit Wolfe's mother's boarding house downtown. And then Wiley Cash, who used Wolfe's words for the title of his debut novel, A Land More Kind Than Home. All that came from, those words came from Wolfe's You Can't Go Home Again. Even Pat Conroy's new nonfiction memoir, The Death of Santini, renews his longstanding appreciation and tribute to Wolfe's influence on his writing. And Chapel Hill's Elizabeth Spencer's upcoming book, The Characters Visit a Fire Damaged Memorial, in Asheville. That's the Wolfe Memorial, which was Wolfe's mother's boarding house. And then Terry Roberts, who used to live in Chapel Hills, his book, A Short Time to Stay Here, describes an Asheville boarding house, quote, with its pinched, puritanical proprietor, a woman named Wolfe. And, of course, that's Thomas Wolfe's mama. Ron Rash, in his new book, The Cove, introduces us to, quote, an old man, tall and gaunt, stooped through the open doorway, his hands and leather apron smudged with white dust. And he, W.O. Wolfe, at your service, the stonecutter said. Well, finally, the book that's centered around Wolfe, it's called What I Came to Tell You by Tommy Hayes up in Asheville, is about a little boy named Grover, named after a Wolfe character by his dad, who is the director of the Thomas Wolfe House in Asheville. That's fictional, but gosh, Wolfe is everywhere, not forgotten by any of these authors. How about you? Well, if you need a reminder, that lovely Wolfe Memorial on the Carolina campus is just waiting for you to visit. This is D.G. Martin.
Good morning. It is 8:53 at WCHL. Great big congratulations to John Paul McClellan, who called in this morning and won that great free weekend camping rental from Townsend Bertram & Company at Carmel Carborough. It includes one tent, two backpacks, two sleeping bags, and sleeping pads valued at $150. John Paul McClellan just happened to be one of our finalists in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway the other night. He didn't win, but he was there. And a faithful listener, John Paul, thank you very much. And just want you to know, John Paul works over at the Hayti Center in Durham. Big concert coming up over there tonight, as if there's not enough to do in the Triangle. Roy Ayers in concert tonight. And a couple shows, 7 and 9. Hayti.org is where you go to find out all the information there. But congratulations, John Paul McClellan of Chapel Hill, the winner from Townsend Bertram & Company, Carmel and Carborough. It's 8:54 at WCHL. Coming up today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is Commerce Plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
How would you like to go into a game knowing you can't lose? Hi, this is Roy Williams. For me, it's a little harder than that. My team puts in countless hours of work, and there's still no guarantees. For you, it can be as easy as the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency. When life throws you a curve, don't be caught off guard. Trust the Seagroves family, and you'll be a winner every time. When life happens, make sure Ted Seagroves is on your side.
Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency, a 30-year winning record for on-your-side service.
This is Kevin Callahan of Acme and Carborough. Food is certainly one reason our community is at the edge of the triangle. From farmers markets to fried chicken to filet mignon, Orange County has it all. You can dig into delicious meals from around the world, around the clock, from Taste of the South and south of the border. You can even find plenty of places to sharpen your own culinary skill at one of our award-winning cooking schools. And then you can wash it all down with a cold beer or cocktail from a local brewery or distillery. Not bad, huh?
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
All right, one more piece of business this morning. If you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, kind of an easy word today, short word, five-letter word, call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it correctly, and if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jim Parker, George Horton, and John Gatti are all today's WCHL Hometown Heroes. Here's Libby Huff to tell you why she nominated them.
I'm just very excited about what Jim and George have done to raise over $20,000 for literacy efforts in Orange County schools. They have devoted themselves. They are bound and determined to make this a sustainable fundraising effort for not just Central Elementary, but looking at all of Orange County elementary schools to see ways that they can support literacy efforts.
Funny how such a significant effort and significant fundraising can start with people just putting their heads together.
A particular program is called Leaders and Learners. The entire effort started with these guys playing golf at a charity golf event with John Gatti, who is Central Elementary's physical education teacher. And during that round of golf, Gatti shared with Jim and George what Central students needed in order to better their chances at securing a bright future. Mr. Gatti has an incredible passion for getting resources to these children. And I talk about the children at Central Elementary because that's where Orange County schools experiences the highest number of children who are coming to school who live in poverty.
And because of the efforts of Jim Parker, George Horton, and John Gatti, a special foundation has been resurrected.
The Education Foundation for Orange County Schools. For a variety of reasons, it had sort of gone into hibernation. As a 501c3, it was still on the books. And so we started meeting with the previous president of the Education Foundation and He turned over a lot of organizational information to us, helped us navigate restarting this organization. And so in its prior form, there was a Walk for Education, and there were a variety of efforts, teacher grants and student scholarships that the group was involved with. We decided that in this iteration of the Education Foundation for Orange County Schools, it will, for the time being, have one program, and that's Leaders and Learners. And it will remain the Education Foundation's signature program.
John Gatti, George Horton, and Jim Parker, thank you all for caring so much about our children's education. And congratulations, you're today's WCHL Hometown Heroes. And a very special thanks to Libby Huff for letting us know about them.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Spa at Bell House. It's 60% off. One or two luxury indulgent treatments available now for less than half price. With today's deal, achieve indulgence overload at Spa at Bell House, the Relax, Restore, and Unwind Day Spa in Pittsboro. Indulge in a world of pampering for a few healing hours, and eat chocolate during this relaxing and restorative experience. Choose between a luxury hand and foot treatment or a luxury body treatment. It's 60% off from Spa at Bell House. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at DurhamTech.edu.
Congratulations, Neil Bench. You called in with the word of the day. It is F-E-I-G-N. It means to fake or to pretend or to give a false impression. Feign. Neil Bench, congratulations. Time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather, 35 degrees right now. It's going to warm up now. Our high today in the upper 50s, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, 20% chance, 80% chance of rain tonight.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.